Training camp is very, very. There is no pampering here. Everything is very much in your face. You're out there going two-a-days, and everybody's hitting each other. Everybody's trying to make the team. They don't care, but they're not trying to make you comfortable. You get comfortable when you make the team.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something that is sort of along those lines. Players have been working themselves to death, literally, here in Florida. A couple of college players have died while working out, and we're talking about discomfort, and we're talking about what it is that players have to deal with. How difficult is it, Robert Bailey, for a player to raise his hand and tell the coach, if he's fighting for a job, hey, coach, I don't feel so good. Hey, coach, I'm dizzy. I'm thirsty. Something's wrong. I mean, are we not beyond the Spartan days where you can't communicate with your coach, or is it the type of thing where you have to remain silent?
Oh, by far, you don't raise your hand no matter how you feel. You never raise your hand. You're going to be scrutinized by not only your coaches but by your players, because they're going to feel you're not going to be there in the end when it's time to get on the field and it's maybe fourth down and the other team, they say that you're going to quit then. And that's how they look at it. You never raise your hand. You go until you pass out. And that's something that's been going on in football for many, many years. That happens. I've seen guys pass out many. I've never seen anybody die, but I've seen guys pass out many times. And the people who do raise their hands, they don't play for the rest of the year.
But what is that all about, though, Bailey? I mean,
It's about the toughest of, Dan, those guys that are dying in Florida, they're dying maybe because they had some type of heart problem or something that nobody found and it caught up with them. But as long as I've been playing football from Little League, Dan, the strongest survives, and it's always worked that way. You have to play if you broke your hand, if you have broken a bone, and you can still run on your legs, you better tape it up and go out there and play. And that's been a mentality for all coaches in all levels of football. Football is a game of the tough survives, and that's what it's all about. If you raise your hand because you're tired, maybe your chest is hurting, I mean, now after those accidents, those fatalities, maybe they might not look at it totally different. But in the past, you better not raise your hand or else you might get sent in.
Well, hold on a second. Robert Bailey from the Detroit Lions joins us. If you have chest pain, Bailey, that's not something – it's one thing when you know something's injured or a ligament's tweaked or a hamstring is hurt. But if you have chest pains, that's not something you fool around with.
But, Dan, chest pains, okay, is this chest pains because you're out of shape and they're running you and you're not in shape and so your chest starts hurting because you're exhausted, maybe a little heat? Is it that, or is it, do you really have a problem? Well, 99% of the time, maybe that figure's a little high, but 90% of the time, a lot of guys just are out of shape. You know, how many people are dying? Let's add up all the numbers of people dying from working out and running in the sun and just, you know, these pre-camp, pre-season workouts. How many people die from them? I mean, you can probably count on maybe both your hands for as long as, I don't know, a decade. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these people who have these chest pains, it's because they probably didn't work out and they're not in shape. You know, you get that 1 or 2% of guys who really have a chest problem. And, you know, if the coaches know, if they have some type of record or file on these players that, hey, this guy has maybe a heart murmur or some type of heart defect, then maybe, there's some legitimacy to this guy saying he has a chest pain. But if he has nothing, he's went through a physical and he's totally healthy and he's complaining about chest pains, they look at it as though you're just not in shape.
What's the worst you've ever felt on the football field? Never mind injury or during a game, but during a training camp. Have you ever passed out?
I've come very, very close to it. I mean, there's times when, you know, you go through different drills and they're pushing you to your limit, you know, and they're pushing you to their limit. And they always, everybody always says, whatever you think your limit is, that's really not it. So you have to keep going. You have guys, other guys who want to be leaders, who are leaders, who are pushing you also when you're tired and you're running. Maybe you might be doing gases and you're in the back and they're getting behind you, pushing you in your back, keeping you going. And that, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what football has always been about, even ever since I've been in football. And that's what it boils down to. You have to basically push yourself past that point.
That's It's a little bit crazy, though, Bailey, when people are dying. I understand what you're saying, that maybe there's something that doctors didn't see or whatnot, but this attitude of silence, that you can't communicate with your coach, that you're not allowed to show weakness because it's somehow going to reflect on what it is that you're willing to do in the fourth quarter for your teammates.
Yeah, I mean, in all levels of football, they only show the, you know, they show the big hits. When it's time to market and media and all that, they show the big hits, the good catches, the big plays. It's all about the star and who's the toughest player. And that's what they want on the field. They don't want anybody that's going to complain about being tired. They don't want any wimps. They don't want anybody that's going to complain about maybe a being hurt but not being injured. And that's, you know, Jimmy Johnson used to say that all the time. If you are hurt, you better know the difference between hurt and injured. Because if you're hurt, you better stay on the field. But if you're injured, you go inside and take care of it.